With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Willette. A Montana Republican primary candidate for Secretary of State is calling an ethics complaint lodged against her yesterday by Montana Democrats a, quote, desperate attack. The current chief of staff for Secretary of State says Democrats have nothing on her. A spokesperson for Christy Jacobson says she broke no laws when she brought up her own candidacy during a work-related interview with News Talk KGVO earlier this month. Woodrow Johnson is a campaign strategist for Jacobson.
My understanding that is that this was a situation where a reporter asked her a question and she just answered it, and that she was not actually doing anything against the law.
The ethics complaint has not yet been accepted by the state's Commissioner of Political Practices.
All right, Christy, if you don't mind.
Earlier this month, News Talk KGVO's Peter Christian asked Jacobson on the program in her capacity as Deputy Secretary of State to get details about candidate filing dates. The first date candidates could file for office was January 9th.
Tell me about the form that they fill out. And is there a cost and things like that?
Jacobson responded with information about required paperwork and fees.
So, for instance, for Secretary of State, the salaries, the annual salary is $98,104. And so the filing fee for that is $981.04.
And four, don't forget the 4 cents. Yeah,
that's right. I know that because I paid it yesterday when I filed for office.
Later in the interview, Jacobson said her boss, current Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, had endorsed her as his replacement. Executive Director of the Montana Democratic Party, Sandy Lucky, lodged an ethics complaint over the exchange with the State Commissioner of Political Practices. Lucky alleges Jacobson broke state law by using public time to solicit support for her run for office.
She works in the Secretary of State's office. She's very proud on social media to say that she's been running the office for 3 years in this particular position. She should know better than anyone how to conduct a campaign appropriately.
State Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan says he expects to decide whether to accept or decline the complaint in the next 10 days. Prior to last May, ethics complaints were confidential until the commissioner decided whether the complaint was under the office's jurisdiction. Strategist Johnson says, quote, these are not things voters should be looking at, end quote. He added Democrats are scared because Jacobson is an obvious frontrunner.
It was a perfectly fine phone call. There is no law being violated. This is, again, just Democrats going out of their way to, out of desperation, to find something.
Jacobson is vying against State Senator Scott Sales, Montana Supreme Court Clerk Bowen Greenwood, and State Representative Forrest Mandeville in the Republican primary race for Secretary of State. Jacobson lags behind Sales in cash on hand, but she out-fundraised him in the most recent reporting period. Both have lent tens of thousands of dollars to their campaigns. State Senator Bryce Bennett is the only Democrat in the race. Montana's primary election is June 2nd. For YPR News, I'm Nikki Willette.